Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Everybody,
I committed that if I'm elected president and have an opportunity to appoint someone to the courts, I'll appoint the first black woman to the courts. It's required that they have representation now. It's long overdue.
Oh, wow. This changes nothing. Sorry. It changes a little bit. It changes something. Okay, so here's where we are. You probably heard, because you're news junkies, right? Or maybe you're just a Randy junkie. I don't know. But you've probably heard by now that Stephen Breyer, who's been on the Supreme Court for 27 years, is going to retire at the end of this session. That's like this summer, okay? It would probably be June. After a lot of decisions about abortion and about civil rights, things like that get decided. And then he's going to exit stage left. Then he's going to go, which means that President Joe Biden has an opportunity to keep his debate promise that he made. And he made that promise repeatedly. That's not the only time he said that if he would be presented with a vacancy on the Supreme Court of the United States of America, he would pick an African-American, a black woman, to serve, because black women are not represented on the Supreme Court. As a matter of fact, here's some little factoids. The Supreme Court has only ever had two black justices. Two. Okay, who'd you think of? Who? Clarence? You thought of Clarence? Do you know who the one before? Thurgood Marshall, whose name I have mangled for 20 years. I always put an extra vowel in there. I like a vowel movement. I'm old, you know? Get very excited about vowel movements at my age. But yeah, I always call him Thurgood Marshall, but it's Thurgood Marshall, who was a game-changing justice, literally a game-changing justice. But now we have Clarence, you know. So the promise to pick a black woman to be the first black Supreme Court female justice in the history of the United States of America is something that people are saying that Joe Biden will keep. That promise to do that is something everyone believes Joe Biden will keep, that promise that he will do that. And so now all of a sudden we're having a, you know, or at least me, I'm curious, like, who's on the short list and who are these women and where'd they come from, and starting to read some of their decisions and whether or not they're moderate, or are they upstarts? Are they liberal? Are they progressive? Are they, you know, have they experience? Who would vote for them? Who wouldn't vote for them? And it turns out, well, I'll play a little package that CNN put together of the shortlist so you can start familiarizing yourself with the names. My favorite is KBJ. Just saying, I've already given her a nickname. Okay, if we could have RBG, okay, then we can have KBJ, who is Ketanji Brown Jackson. She, just so you know, she literally replaced Merrick Garland when Merrick Garland was elevated to Attorney General of the United States. He came from this DC court, which is sort of the preschool. I don't know what to call it. It's kind of the waiting room for the Supreme Court. And Ketanji was chosen to replace Merrick Garland, but she had also been considered for Supreme Court justice, before, when Scalia died. Well, we all know what happened there. When Scalia died, she was in the running. Her name kept popping up. Her name was something that was, something that people who really care about the Supreme Court, who monitor the Supreme Court, because we understand the Supreme Court, is probably the most influential place in our government that controls or doesn't control our lives. And it does so in many, many ways, okay? It does so on voting rights, as we know. It does so on sentencing. Crack cocaine versus powder cocaine, disparities in sentencing, uniform sentencing, things like that. It does when it comes to business, whether or not you can, you know, use antitrust laws and break up conglomerates, or whether or not, you know, you should tax, but whatever, unions, whether or not we can organize, or, you know, our privacy rights, which are up for grabs now, because we do have a woman on the Supreme Court named Amy COVID Barrett, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, Amy COVID Barrett, who was part of some small cultish group about women of praise or some such crap, who believes that you should collect children and that you have absolutely no privacy rights if you're a woman in this country. Anyway, Ketanji Brown Jackson is considered a potential candidate for the shortlist, but there are other women who are being considered here.
A coveted seat on the highest court in the land will soon come open as Justice Stephen Breyer has announced his plan to retire. The question now, who will President Biden pick to replace him?
I made it clear that my first choice for the Supreme Court will make history as the first African-American woman justice.
A Supreme Court pick can be a president's most lasting legacy.
Women of praise.
Justices can serve for decades. Their decisions last for generations. Former President Trump solidified a conservative majority with his three court picks.
Jeez.
I have long been told that the most important decision a president can make is the appointment of a Supreme Court justice.
For Breyer's spot, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson is seen as the front runner. A former Supreme Court clerk for Breyer, she was vetted recently by Biden and his team and confirmed to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals to fill the seat left vacant by Attorney General Merrick Garland. Mm-hmm. The circuit is seen as a feeder for the high court,
The
move was meant to groom her for a justice position if a vacancy came open.
When you become a judge, you take an oath to look only at the law in deciding your cases, that you set aside your personal views about the circumstances, the defendants, or anything else.
A close second choice is California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger, a former acting deputy solicitor general in the Obama administration. She argued a dozen cases before the high court. While she has not been thoroughly vetted by the administration, she once clerked for the late Justice John Paul Stevens.
I think we tend to forget when we're in the outside world that really conversations about these very difficult cases are confined to a very small number of people.
Yeah. Other names circulating, Minnesota District Court Judge Mimi Wright, outgoing NAACP Defense Fund President Sherrilyn Ifill, Second Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Eunice Lee, Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Candace Jackson Akaomi, and J. Michelle Childs, a South Carolina judge who's been pushed by House Majority Whip James Clyburn.
So these are the candidates, and they are awesome women all, I will tell you. Most of them went to Yale, Harvard, clerked for Supreme Court justices or for appellate court justices. You can't really argue with their qualification. I like that they put Sherrilyn Ifill in there. I mean, Sherrilyn Ifill, you want a progressive in that seat. She would be wonderful, but I just don't know. But here's the thing. Expect the Republicans to go kicking and screaming into that good night about how it's too close to an election, because it will be June when Breyer steps down and we will be having a midterm in November. And somehow this will all get conflated as a reason why you can't do it now. You have to wait until they take back control of the Senate, which is what Mitch McConnell's wet dream is for the midterms, right? No, let's not have any of that. Remember, Mitch McConnell did away with the filibuster. Oh, yes, he did, for Supreme Court justices. So all we need is 51 votes, which we have, pending Manchin and Sinema's behavior. However, Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to her position on the D.C. Circuit with Lindsey Graham voting yes. Yeah.
Clear for takeoff.
Randy Rhoads Air Force.
Air Force.
RandyRhoads.com.
I know you love my clothes. I hear from you all the time. So I'm going to share something that you don't know. I am wearing the most comfortable dress pant, yoga pants that you have ever, ever, ever seen in your life. These are the pants you need. They don't sacrifice style, polish, or your personality, but they come in denim. They are heavenly. They are comfortable. They are flexible, but they look like polished dress pants. So, and they have pockets, they're boot cut, joggers, crop, skinny, and a whole lot more. And if you don't love them, there's a 110% money back guarantee so that when you return them, you get 10% more than you spent, so you can continue to shop to find the perfect ones for you. It's called Beta Brand, B-E-T-A Brand, right? It's unbelievably great stuff. BETABrand.com/Randy is the URL you're going to use because you can get 30% off right now. And that supports our show. So find out why we buy 5 different pairs of these pants. Just visit BETABrand.com/Randy for 30% off. Enjoy.